chapter 4, verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, now tells who it is, Jesus, the Son of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly. Let's say that together. Come boldly. Let's say it again. Come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. And here it is again, Richard, and find grace to help in the time of need. You really don't need grace for the time of need if there's no need, is there? Amen. But it's in the time of need he has guaranteed we could find him. Hallelujah. Seventh chapter. Praise God. And beginning with the 12th verse. For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. For he of whom all things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe. It is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah. Amen. Of which tribe Moses spake nothing. 21st verse. For those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath by him that said unto him, the Lord swear and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Yes. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. And they truly were many priests because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able. Let's say it together. He is able. Let's say it again. He is able. Make it ring. He is able. Look out also to save them to the uttermost. That means spirit, soul, and body. Glory to God. Amen. Which come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily, as those high priests, offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins and then for the people's. For that this he did once when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests who have infirmity. But the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forever. Amen. Another priest. That's my title this morning. Another priest. I heard Shambach say in one of his messages a few years ago that he didn't coin the phrase, you don't have any trouble, all you need is faith in God. He said he wished he had of, but it happened when he was in a revival in New York, Western New York. Amen. And he said one night he was invited by a gentleman to his home, his whole evangelistic party, for an after-church meal. He said, we fasted all day, as we usually do in a case like that. And he said, I didn't know we was going to have to drive nearly all the way to Niagara Falls. And when we got there, he said he had a half a beef on the spit roasting and all the trimmings. And he said, I piled my plate up high, getting ready for a great feast, I and my whole evangelistic party. And our host began to tell me his story. He said, I was laying in the hospital dying. He said, I went into a coma. And even though I was in a coma, I was conscious of the fact that they had called in the priest, him being a Catholic, to minister the last rites. And he said, even though I was in a coma, I was conscious of the priest coming through the door and ministering the last rites over my body as I lay there in the hospital bed. And he said, after he ministered the last rites, he said, even though I was in a coma, I was conscious of the fact that the priest walked out that same door. Amen. And he said, after the priest was gone and everybody left the room, he said, another priest walked right through the wall and up to the side of my bed. And he said, he looked down at me and with a voice of compassion, he said, you don't have any trouble. All you need is faith in God. I'm going to heal you. I want you to put on your clothes and walk out of this hospital. Praise God. And he said the other priest walked back through the wall the way he came. He said, I got up out of my bed and he said, I went to the bathroom and proceeded to put on my clothes in obedience to that other priest. Said the nurse came in. She couldn't find me. She thought I died and they took me out. Amen. She finally found me in the bathroom dressing. And she said, oh no, you can't do this. Said, you must get back in bed. Why are you doing this? Why are you up? He said, I don't know, but that priest that walked through the wall told me to get up and put on my clothes. He was going to heal me. Praise God. Amen. He said, I walked out of that hospital healed by the power of God. But he said, preacher, I got a question for you tonight. He said, why did he walk through the wall? Shambok said, I was sitting there with my plate piled up and my tears dripping off in my plate. Amen. And he said, I blubbered, you mean to tell me that you've been healed by a miracle of God and had a visitation of Jesus? And the only question you've got is why he walked through the wall? Rejoice, brother. Praise God. Let's raise a hand and praise God that he lives. This morning, praise God. He's that other high priest. He replaced all the others. Praise God. And he's here this morning to solve the problem in your life and to abundantly meet your need. Let me tell you about another man, a proud Pharisee by the name of Saul of Tarsus. Read the last verse of the 8th chapter of Acts and the first verse of the 9th chapter of Acts, and you'll find that Saul was breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the church. Amen. Underline that word, slaughter. He meant business. He meant to finalize a many a testimony in the environs of Jerusalem. And he said, I went to the high priest. That was the one that was in power at that particular time in the temple in Jerusalem. And got letters from him, amen, to go as far as Damascus to arrest anyone that was of that persuasion and to bring them back. Praise God. Down the road he went. There's still parts of that road left here and there between Jerusalem and Damascus. Somewhere on that Demascene road, a light shone from heaven, brighter than the noonday sun. And a voice spoke to proud Saul, amen, and said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said from his prostrate position on the ground, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Praise God. And let me paraphrase here. It was the other high priest. Oh, hallelujah. One of them said, arrest them, Saul, and kill them. The other said, Saul, you're under arrest. Praise God. Amen. Seared over his eyes. Amen. And sent him to Damascus blind. And as he fasted 3 days and nights, praise God, God spoke to him and said, I'm going to send you somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's going to come. He's going to open your eyes. And he's going to show you. Who was that talking? It was the other priest. Amen. At the same time, the priest was talking to a saint, a little unknown saint. Amen. In Damascus, afraid for his very life because he protested when Jesus told him that Saul of Tarsus is dwelling on a street called Straight. And he's praying. And I want you to go and lay hands on him and heal him. Praise God. Ananias protested, but the other priest won out. Amen. Go on. He's a chosen vessel of God unto me. Trembling Ananias, praise God, walked into the room and said, Brother Saul, the Lord has sent me to open your eyes, praise God, and to show you the great things thou must suffer for my name's sake. Arise, Brother Saul, and receive thy sight. That's the other priest working on both ends of the line. Saul had sank to the guttermost, but the high priest who saves to the uttermost has walked into his life. There's not a greater miracle in the book of God than the conversion of Saul of Tarsus. It has wowed and awed the writers down through the ages. Kings and potentates have been left shaken and trembling at the testimony of this one-time proud Pharisee, because this priest can save this morning to the uttermost. This better priesthood today is available for you. You see, the priest was necessary to go between us and an angry God because of our sins. But the problem was that the priest first had to get his own sins atoned for, lest he die himself before the ark. Amen. Trembling, they would go before the ark, first atoning for themselves and then for the people. But once and for all, in these last days, the Son of God has shed his blood and became the perfect sacrifice on Golgotha. The Son of God became the perfect priest and sprinkled his own blood this time before the throne. Hallelujah. The Son of God became the perfect priest. Amen. Because he was God in the flesh. Hallelujah. And now God in the flesh ever liveth, having died and rose again to make intercession for us. His condescension, his incarnation, his taking on himself human flesh was so that he could suffer like we suffer. He could bear hunger like we bear hunger. He could have pain like we have pain. He could undergo temptation like we undergo temptation. And the Bible makes no bones about it. He was tempted in all points, even as we are. Why? So we could have a high priest that could be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Why? Amen. He has known infirmity. He has felt the restrictions of the flesh. He has undergone the pangs of death and the agonies of Gethsemane. He has borne our guilt. Amen. He even took our eternal punishment for us when he went down to Hades. Amen. And conquered death and hell and the grave, and then ascended on high with a string of captive foes to present before God, praise God, as trophies of his victory. And this morning, neighbor, you too can have victory. You say, I can't live it. Yes, you can, because he ever liveth to make intercession for you. You say, I can't make it. Yes, you can, because he made it. And because he made it, you can make it. Amen. You say, I don't know whether deliverance is for me or not. Amen. Yes, it is. Yeah. Praise God. Because he's the one that's praying for you. I said, he's the one that's praying for you. I said, he's the one that's making intercession for you. Deliverance is for you, because it don't rest alone on you. It rests on him. We do not trust a nobody. We do not trust our own merits. We do not trust our own good works necessarily. We do not trust ourselves. We trust the perfect, sinless blood and body and name of the only begotten Son of God, who ever liveth to make intercession for us. That means this morning, he's a touchable priesthood. He's able to save to the uttermost, because he hears the slightest whisper of a penitent sinner's prayer. If you'll cry out to him, he'll hear you. Praise God. A better sacrifice, a greater priesthood, a priest, a forerunner. Yes, he's not only a better priest, he's the last one we'll ever need. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. As they get a song, I'd like to say, he is able. Let's say it together again. He is able. Say it with me again. He is able to save to the uttermost those that come to God by him. Amen. What is a priest? Why, it's God's representative in the world. It's God's representative to mankind. When we couldn't walk up and approach God, God sent somebody to walk down to us and extend his hand. And when we couldn't rescue ourselves, he saved. He pulled us out of the mire that we were sinking in. Amen. And set us up and washed us and made us clean until our soul literally sparkled in the joy and glory of God. Amen. And he poured in something golden into our life. One person said, as he explained the best he could the vision of himself receiving the Holy Ghost, he said, God, when he poured that golden liquid into my life, he filled me with liquid love. Liquid love. Isn't it wonderful? Amen. He changes our nature from one of hate and bitterness to one of love. And I called Bill Morris, my neighbor in Barberville, Kentucky, a few years ago. His home breaking up, his life breaking to pieces, and he prayed through. And this is the way he said it over the phone. He said, I feel like God saved me, and I don't have anything but love for everybody. Before he was filled with hate, grudging, bitterness. Amen. And all kinds of mixed feelings. Now, nothing but love. That's what God wants to give you this morning. Stand with me as they sing. We invite you. Amen. To take hold of a power that's greater than yours. A hand that reaches down, Father. Lifts you higher than you can ever go. An eternal priest. Amen. The one Saul of Tarsus met. The one who healed the brother in Canada. And said, you don't have any trouble. All you need is faith in God. Come around the altar and present your life. Amen. No matter how bad his shape it's in this morning, he'll save you to the uttermost. He's able to do that today. He's done it for about everybody here. He's no respect of persons. He'll do it for you this morning. Come on.
His name is wonderful.
Come on, child.
Jesus.
Come on, child of sorrow. Come on, child of woe. Things are about to look up for you as you put your life in the hands of this great and wonderful high priest.
Jesus.
Touched with the feeling of your infirmities. Touched with your grief. Touched with your temptations. Tempted in all points, but victorious, without sin, no sin. This morning he presents to you victory. Victory you can never have in your own strength and your own power. But if you'll surrender all to the Lamb, he'll give it to you today. Come on. Come on this morning. The altar's open. People are praying everywhere. Come. Kneel and let Jesus take your heavy load. Praise God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. The rock of all ages.
Hallelujah.
Almighty God.
Hallelujah. He loves you. A loving priesthood. He is not among the untouchables of that priesthood of bygone years. He is the touchable priest. He's not among the unreachables of bygone days. He's the reachable high priest. You can reach out and touch him this morning.
Someone. Push my sins away.
He'll do it.
And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay. He paid a debt he did not owe.
Jesus this morning.
I could not pay.
Let him save you today. Come on.
To wash my sins away.
Step right out. It's not that hard. It's easy.
A brand new.
It's hard not to. Come on.
Christ Jesus paid the debt.
Come to Jesus. He'll change your life.
He paid the debt. He did not owe, I owed a debt. I could not pay, I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. He did not owe, I owed a debt. I could not pay, I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay.